The AWS story is the one that dominated Hacker News overnight, and for good reason. AWS posted an official status notice acknowledging that estimated billing data shown to customers was inaccurate, and the figure attached to this inaccuracy is $1.7 billion. To be precise about what we know, this was estimated billing data, not actual charges. AWS has clarified that real invoices were not affected. But that distinction, while legally important, misses the practical problem almost entirely.
Right. And that's the nuance worth unpacking. In cloud infrastructure, your estimated billing dashboard isn't decorative. Finance teams use those numbers for monthly accruals, the accounting entries that recognize expenses before invoices arrive. Engineering teams use billing estimates to trigger auto-scaling decisions, to set budget alerts, to decide whether a new feature deployment is within cost bounds. If the estimated billing dashboard showed $1.7 billion in phantom charges, some non-trivial number of organizations would have had their automated systems fire alerts, escalate tickets, or even throttle infrastructure. The downstream consequences of a bad number in that dashboard are not zero.
The HN thread is fascinating on this point. Several commenters are cloud architects describing their specific alerting setups, how a spike in estimated costs triggers immediate review. One commenter described waking up to a PagerDuty alert because the billing estimate had jumped by a factor of several hundred overnight. That's not a minor inconvenience. That's incident response resources, engineering hours, and potential business disruption based on a number AWS itself now says was wrong.
What I find particularly interesting from a systems perspective is the question of how this happened technically. AWS hasn't disclosed the root cause in detail, but the HN community has been speculating intelligently. The most credible theory involves a join or aggregation error in the billing data pipeline, where cost data from multiple regions or services got summed incorrectly, potentially double counted, or had a unit conversion error that compounded across millions of line items. Cloud billing systems are genuinely complex. They're processing hundreds of billions of individual metered events per day across services that each have their own pricing models.
From a business and regulatory angle, this raises a question I don't think has a clean answer yet. What obligations does a cloud provider have when its billing estimates are materially inaccurate? If a publicly traded company's finance team used AWS billing estimates as an input to their quarterly cost guidance, and those estimates were off by a material amount, that's potentially a disclosure issue. It's not AWS's fault the downstream company relied on an estimate rather than an actual invoice, but the line between preliminary data and data that enterprises structurally depend on has blurred significantly as cloud-native finance has matured.
There's also a concentration risk argument here that I think Marcus will appreciate. When your entire infrastructure cost visibility runs through a single vendor's dashboard, you're dependent on that vendor's data quality for your own financial planning. Some of the more thoughtful comments in the HN thread are pointing toward third-party cloud cost management tools, things like Cloudability or Vantage, as partial mitigants because they pull billing data independently and can surface discrepancies. But even those tools ultimately depend on AWS billing APIs. So if the source data is wrong, the downstream aggregators are wrong too.
The score on this story was 1,213 when we pulled it, which is one of the higher scores I've seen on an AWS infrastructure story in a while. That tells you how many people in the HN community are directly affected or professionally adjacent to this issue. Cloud billing trust is foundational, and when that foundation shows a crack, even temporarily, people notice.
One more thing worth noting. AWS's response time and communication on this has been watched closely. The HN community has a long memory for how vendors handle incidents, and the quality of postmortems matters for trust. We haven't seen a full postmortem yet. When it comes, the level of technical detail will say a lot about how seriously AWS is taking the disclosure.